USA Radio News.
56-year-old Cesar Sayak Jr. was arrested in Florida in the investigation of 12 suspected mail bombs sent to former President Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and other leading Democratic critics of President Trump. President Trump spoke at the White House.
Americans must unify, and we must show the world that we are united together in peace and love and harmony as fellow American citizens. There is no country like our country, and every day we are showing the world just how truly great we are.
Former FBI agent Fred Burton on how this probably went down.
He was probably under surveillance as of yesterday. It didn't take long once they had that mail facility identified, and it's a matter then of just going through the CCTV footage and then doing some cell phone tower triangulation.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
The latest snapshot of U.S. economic growth is released, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
The Commerce Department report showing the economy grew faster than expected in the year's third quarter at an annual rate of 3.5%. Now, that's slightly better than the 3.3% analysts had forecast, but slower than this year's second quarter when GDP grew by 4.2%. First quarter GDP growth was only 2.2. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Facebook said Friday it has taken down more than 82 pages and accounts with ties to Iran that were posting politically charged memes. A combined 1 million users followed at least one of the accounts, which were live on both Facebook and Instagram. The accounts formed Facebook groups and hosted Facebook events, consistent with online activity of previously detected fake accounts. The memes that were removed looked to be against the Democrats and Republicans. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Healthcare is a big issue for many folks heading into the 2018 midterm election. Democrats are proposing a Medicare for All plan. That plan would make federal health insurance available for all Americans. Currently, it's only available for Americans age 65 and older. But what would this plan mean for you and your family? I had a chance to sit down and chat with Hadley Heath Manning. She is a policy director at the Independent Women's Forum, and I asked her what a Medicare for All type program or plan would do to your health care.
I think we have to be very careful who might ultimately be the victim here. It sounds like a good idea to give everybody basically the same insurance coverage, but we've got programs in place today that are specifically designed for certain populations. So Medicaid is for people with low incomes. Medicare was designed for senior citizens. And, you know, expanding those programs, as we've seen, you know, Medicaid was expanded tremendously under the ACA. Whenever we expand one of these, you know, government programs to able-bodied people, to more people than were originally intended to benefit from the program, then the vulnerable population, you know, low-income people, sick people, elderly people, they're the first people to suffer, because you're taking a program that was really designed to protect them and you're expanding it to people who otherwise would do just fine in a marketplace, you know, buying private insurance for themselves. So I think we have to be careful not to victimize the populations that we, you know, for a long time have tried to protect.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jim Berg.